April 16th. How truthful are you, really? Here's the truth test and a few suggestions to go with your answers. Are you truthful with God? God has seen so much phoniness and hypocrisy in us and in our prayers that he probably delighted in the following plea from a housewife. Lord, there's no use my trying to be pious today. I feel terrible. The children have been impossible. My husband is sick. The house is a mess. Please help me in my terrible disposition. In her honesty, this woman is much closer to God than those of us who say perfunctory prayers while deep down we seethe with concealed resentment. Is your relationship with God phony? Do you put on a mask when you pray or go to church? If so, take some time to tell him the truth about yourself. Tell God about your fears, your hates, even your doubts about him. Hold nothing back. We can't hide things from him anyway. For special reading, go through the Psalms and study how David and his anguish comes to a truthful relationship with God. Are you truthful with yourself? Here is what one person noted about herself.
I sometimes pretend illness to avoid doing a difficult task. I eat more than I should and then try to convince myself that the extra food gives me more energy. When I skip going to church, I say to myself, I'll have a long Sunday quiet time. Then I forget to do this.
Do you pretend that certain status symbols, sports car, color TV, country club membership, mean little to you when deep down in your heart you know they mean a lot? Face up to yourself in this area. Then ask yourself, do material things get in the way of my having a close relationship to God and to people? Each evening, review your day and prepare an honest appraisal of your struggle to be truthful. For example, I stopped myself just in time as I was about to exaggerate the seriousness of an ailment to a friend. As a reading exercise, look in the Bible Concordance under the word truth. List the passages that have particular meaning for you. Are you truthful with the world? Would you be willing to tell the exact truth about the product you're trying to sell or promote, even though it might cost you prestige or income? Are you truthful about expenses and reporting about work done? Starting today, see if you can adhere strictly to truth in your job and in community activities. Then take this short test. 1. Did I report accurately my time at work and my expenses? 2. Did I exaggerate? 3. Did I take full responsibility for my mistakes without alibis or trying to cover up for them? 4. Did I engage in any false representation? For a special Bible exercise, go through the Old Testament and list 5 occasions when an untruth resulted in tragedy or misfortune. A surprising number of dividends may result as you attempt to be more truthful in all areas of your life. Chief among them should be strengthened relationships among your friends. The truthful person attracts more respect at home, in his or her community, and at work. But the big dividend is an inner peace, which comes when we, with God's help, rid our lives of the tensions that come from hypocrisy and deceit. For it is the truth that will set us free.